This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 988 or 911. Did you know that in May of 2023, the U.S. Surgeon General declared that loneliness was a public health epidemic? He said that loneliness is far more than just a bad feeling. It harms both individual and societal health. It is associated with a greater risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, stroke, depression, anxiety, and even premature death. In fact, lacking social connection is as dangerous as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Loneliness really is a serious problem, and at least 1 in 3 Americans says they feel lonely every week. So what can we do about this? I want to give you just a few easy steps that you can start taking today to help increase your connection with others and fight loneliness. First, reach out to someone. That makes sense, right? Think of just one person you can reach out to today. A text, an email, a phone call, just some way to say hello. It's okay if they don't respond right away. Just create one moment of connection with another person. It's likely they need it just as much as you do. Another idea is to engage in a shared activity. Join a club or a group that interests you. You can even do this online these days. Things like a book club or a cooking class or a sports group, whatever it is that you are interested in, there is probably a club or a group out there for that. This fosters connection by starting with a shared interest. Consider micro connections. These are just small ways that you can connect to people around you, even strangers. It's as easy as saying hello to someone on the street or asking your coffee barista about their day. This may seem trivial, but it really does help foster feelings of connection and community. Go outside. Walk around in your neighborhood or go to a park or sit at the coffee shop. Simply being around others can help you feel less alone and can increase your chances of meeting new people. You could also volunteer for something you care about. Helping others provides a sense of purpose and connection that makes a difference in your life as well as those that you are helping. These are just a few ideas to combat loneliness. There are many others. The truth is, it does take some effort to step outside of your comfort zone and reach out to others, but it will be worth it. And finally, you might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your care coach. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.